Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into Beacon Hill apartment rentals.
Ooh,
Yeah,
fun.
so you're looking for, the latest info on this historic Boston neighborhood, right?
Right.
Maybe even thinking about moving there. And you've shared some data from Ford Realty's website, pulled just today, December 17, 2024,
Okay.
to get us started.
Great.
A good starting point to understand, I think, the rental landscape there.
Absolutely, yeah. Real estate agency websites can be gold mines of information. But it's always smart to get, analyze the data with a critical eye.
Right, because they're in the business of attracting clients.
Exactly.
And Ford Realty seems particularly keen on highlighting their no fee or discounted fee services,
Yeah.
which is something to keep in mind as we go through all this.
Yeah, for sure.
But first, let's talk numbers.
Okay, let's do it.
The website says the average Beacon Hill apartment rents for $4,150.
Wow.
Except
Is that normal?
normal. I don't
I
know.
mean, normal is relative,
Yeah.
especially in real estate.
Yeah, that's true.
To understand if $4,150 is high or low for Beacon Hill, we need to compare it to other Boston neighborhoods.
Right.
Think of places like Back Bay or the South End.
Okay.
Knowing those averages helps you figure out if Beacon Hill fits your budget or if you need to adjust your expectations.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
And speaking of things that might need adjusting, there are only 40 apartments listed as available
Oh, wow.
right now on Ford Realty's site.
It's not a lot.
Is that typical for Beacon Hill, or could it be because it's December?
Well, December isn't usually peak rental season,
Right.
but 40 active listings in Beacon Hill does seem on the lower side.
Okay.
It's worth checking other sources to see if this is a true reflection of available inventory
Yeah.
or just a snapshot from one agency.
Okay.
Limited inventory can mean you need to act fast when you find something you like.
All right. So maybe not a ton of options to browse through.
Right.
And those 40 apartments have an average living area of 775 square feet. How does that size compare to other places?
Well, nationally, 775 square feet is a bit smaller than the average one-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
So that gives you an idea of what to expect in Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
Space is often a premium in historic neighborhoods,
Right.
especially in a city like Boston.
Yeah.
It's all about understanding those trade-offs. Charm and location sometimes come at the expense of square footage.
Interesting. So you might be trading a walk-in closet for a walk-through history.
Exactly.
Now, the website also mentions the average time to rent in Beacon Hill is 40 days.
Okay.
What does that tell us about the market?
That average time to rent is a really valuable piece of data.
Okay.
It's a measure of how quickly apartments are snatched up,
Interesting.
which tells us how competitive the market is.
Okay.
40 days is a decent time frame.
Yep.
It means you don't have to jump on the first listing you see,
Right.
but you also shouldn't drag your feet.
Yeah.
Desirable places probably won't stay vacant for long.
So there's room to be thoughtful, but not room to procrastinate.
Exactly.
Okay, here's where things get a bit interesting. Ford Realty's website lists apartments ranked by newest to oldest.
Oh,
Why would they do that?
that's a good catch.
Yeah.
It actually reveals something about how real estate agents think. Newer listings tend to get more attention. So the agency might be trying to lease those units quickly, but for someone like you, this means checking out the older listings too.
Right.
You might find some hidden gems that others have overlooked.
Smart makes you think twice about just scrolling through the first page of results.
For sure.
Speaking of things that make you think twice, I noticed Ford Realty is advertising a fall-winter 2019 discount broker fee.
Wait, what?
Did they perhaps forget what year it is? It's December 2024.
That's a pretty big oversight.
Yeah.
And it does make you question the website's accuracy and attention to detail. It
Yeah.
could be an honest mistake,
Right.
but it's something to be aware of.
Yeah.
Always double-check information, especially when it comes to things like fees and incentives.
So maybe take everything on their website with a grain of salt.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
But there is one thing that caught my eye
Okay.
that could be incredibly helpful for you.
What's that?
They mention MLS listings.
Oh, yeah.
What are those, and why should you care?
MLS stands for Multiple Listing Service.
Okay.
It's a huge database used by real estate professionals to share information about properties.
Wow.
Accessing MLS listings is like having a backstage pass to the entire market.
Oh, wow.
You'll see a much wider range of properties than on any single agency's website, potentially even listings that haven't been publicly advertised yet.
Wow. So it's like having a secret weapon in the apartment hunt.
Exactly. Using the MLS is like having a secret weapon, or at least a very powerful tool.
Yeah.
It gives you access to more data, more options,
yeah,
and potentially better deals.
So while we're focusing on Beacon Hill, this MLS tip applies to any apartment search, right?
Absolutely. No matter where you're looking to rent, the MLS can be a game changer.
Wow.
It empowers you to make a more informed decision, which is crucial in any real estate market.
All right, let's do a quick recap of what we've learned about Beacon Hill so far.
Okay.
The average rent seems to be around $4,150,
mm-hmm,
which we need to compare to other neighborhoods to get a true sense of its affordability.
Right.
Inventory seems a bit limited right now, with only 40 listings on Ford Realty's site.
Yeah.
And that average time to rent of 40 days suggests we need to strike a balance between being thorough and being timely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about finding that sweet spot where you're being diligent in your search,
right,
but also ready to act when you find the right place.
And speaking of finding the right place, we uncovered that hidden gem.
Yes.
The MLS.
Powerful tool.
Yeah, that's going to be a game changer for your search.
It is. It's all about having the right tools and knowledge at your disposal.
Yeah.
The MLS puts you in the driver's seat of your apartment hunt.
Now I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier.
Okay.
Ford Realty's emphasis on their no fee or discounted fee services.
Mm-hmm.
How common is this in Boston, and is there a catch?
It's becoming increasingly common, especially in competitive markets like Boston.
Okay.
Agencies know that renters are often looking to save money.
Right.
So they use no fee as a way to attract clients.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's important to remember that agencies still need to make money.
So if they're not making money from you directly, they're making it up somewhere else.
Right. They might be representing both landlords and tenants.
Oh.
Which could create a potential conflict of interest.
Interesting.
Or they might have limited staff or resources,
mm-hmm,
meaning you might not get the same level of personalized service.
So it's important to weigh the pros and cons of a no-fee service.
Exactly.
It might sound appealing up front, but it's crucial to understand what you might be sacrificing.
Sometimes paying a fee for a dedicated, experienced agent who is solely focused on representing you as a renter can be worth it in the long run.
Yeah.
They can help you negotiate better terms, find hidden gems that fit your specific needs, and navigate the complexities of the rental process.
So while no fee can be tempting, it's not always the best option.
Yeah.
It really highlights the importance of doing your research and choosing an agent who aligns with your needs and priorities.
Absolutely. It's about making informed decisions, not just jumping at the first seemingly attractive offer.
Right. We've covered a lot of ground today, from average rents and inventory to the ins and outs of real estate agents.
Sure.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to explore.
And what's that?
The neighborhood itself. What's it actually like to live in Beacon Hill?
Okay.
What's the vibe, the amenities, the pros and cons? You know, the things that make a place feel like home.
That's a great point. We've analyzed the data, but now let's dive into the heart and soul of Beacon Hill.
Okay.
What can you expect from the neighborhood experience?
So let's talk about Beacon Hill beyond the numbers. What's the neighborhood actually like?
Beacon Hill is known for its charm, its history, and that quintessential Boston feel. Picture cobblestone streets, gas lamps, and those beautiful Federal-style brick townhouses.
Okay.
It's like taking a step back in time.
Okay. I can see the appeal of that.
Yeah.
But I've also heard it can be very exclusive, expensive area. Is that true?
It's definitely an upscale neighborhood, but there's actually a pretty diverse mix of people who live there.
Oh, okay.
You've got young professionals, families, and longtime residents who've seen the neighborhood evolve over the years.
Okay.
It's more about finding your niche within the community than fitting a certain mold.
So what's daily life like in Beacon Hill? What kind of vibe can you expect?
Think convenience and community.
Okay.
You're within walking distance of just about everything. Shops, restaurants, parks, public transportation.
Nice.
And there's a strong sense of neighborhood pride.
Okay.
With active community groups and events that bring people together.
Hmm.
However, it's also important to note that Beacon Hill is primarily residential.
Right.
So if you're looking for a bustling nightlife scene, you might need to venture to other parts of Boston.
Sounds like it could be a perfect fit for someone who prefers a quieter, more laid-back lifestyle.
Yeah.
But what about practical things like grocery stores, schools, healthcare? Are those easily accessible?
You're in luck.
Okay.
While Beacon Hill may not have huge supermarkets, it does have smaller specialty grocery stores and markets that cater to residents' needs.
Okay.
There are also excellent public and private schools in the area, making it a popular choice for families.
Okay.
And when it comes to healthcare, You've got world-class hospitals like Massachusetts General, just a stone's throw away.
Okay, it's sounding pretty idyllic so far.
Right.
But let's be real, there have to be some downsides to living in Beaconell.
Of course. As we discussed earlier, it's a pricey area.
Right.
So that's a major factor to consider.
Yeah.
Parking can also be a bit of a headache.
Oh, yeah.
With limited street parking and expensive garage options. And while that historic charm is a big draw, it also means some buildings might be older and lack modern amenities. It's a classic trade-off, historic character versus modern convenience.
So you might be giving up things like a brand new kitchen for the chance to live in a piece of dust in history.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about figuring out your priorities and what matters most to you. For some, the unique charm and history of Beacon Hill are worth those trade-offs.
Mm-hmm.
For others, a more modern apartment with convenient parking might be a better fit. It really boils down to finding the right match for your lifestyle and preferences.
It sounds like there's so much to consider beyond just the price and square footage.
Definitely.
You've given us a great overview of both the charming and the practical sides of Beacon Hill life.
I'm glad.
So let's wrap up this deep dive. We started with your interest in Beacon Hill and the data you pull from Forge Realty's website. We learned that rentals there can be expensive, inventory can be a bit tight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's smart to be aware of how real estate agents operate.
Right.
But most importantly, you discovered a powerful tool, the MLS. That knowledge alone can revolutionize your apartment search, whether you end up in Beacon Hill or another Boston neighborhood.
For sure.
So it's all about feeling empowered and informed in your search.
Absolutely. And remember, we've only scratched the surface of Beacon Hill today. There's a world of history, culture, and hidden gems to discover there. This deep dive has given you a great foundation. But don't stop here. Keep exploring. Keep asking questions. Happy apartment hunting.